It had been a slow month. It was hot out, and when it got hot, everything always slowed down. Even in my line of work, people try to stay out of the heat. The voice on the other end of the line was Richard Fleck, regional director for the FBI. He was a real G-man, and I told him so, just to get under his collar. He had a job for me. And as much as I didn't like working for Hoover and the people in his employ, the balance in my checkbook told me I ought to take it. Flack and his right-hand man Cassidy played everything by the book, and I didn't care much for reading. I would have given 10-1 odds on it being a standard FBI act of harassment. But when Flack told me the job, it got my attention. Hide a girl for 24 hours. After that, he'd take over. That's all he gave me. Hide a girl. It sounded like a regular safe house job, one the FBI already knew how to do. Then Flack dropped a bombshell. No one was to know where I stashed her. Not even him. And that meant he had a mole. I don't know much in much, but what I did know was that Flack was up a creek and that he was looking for a paddle. Triple my regular rate plus expenses, he bit like a dog on a steak. An hour later, he was at my office, and so was she. He didn't stay. Before I could do my Seamus routine with the director, he was out the door. There were too many questions he didn't have answers to, and me asking those questions was just going to pour salt in some pretty fresh wounds. I looked her over. She wasn't the kind of dame that usually shows up at my door. Fresh-faced and beautiful. Young enough to be my daughter if I had one. She'd be a shoe-in for one of those soap commercials. The one that makes you feel kind of dirty just looking at them. She started to tell me her story and I told her to put a sock in it. Whatever she knew was what got her all jammed up. And if I knew it too, I'd be in the same jam. I told her to keep her trap shut, and we took a long ride out to the lake. She did, and 45 minutes later, we pulled up the long driveway to the house. On that route, I'd know if we were followed, and it was a place nobody knew I had. If anyone had managed to follow us without me seeing, they deserved to catch us. I set her up, had her lock the door from the inside, and told her not to open it until noon tomorrow. That's when Flack would pick her up and take her to court to testify. We had it rigged so nobody but the two of us would know where she was stashed. When I got back to the office, I walked in to find Assistant Director Cassidy sitting at my desk, feet up, smoking a cigar. He wanted to know where the girl was, and I wasn't talking. He didn't like it, but he didn't have a choice, and when I suggested we give Flack a call, he backed off quick. He slid an envelope across my desk. Since they were paying triple my regular fee, he wanted me to do another job. Meet with a dame that Flack thought might be all mixed up in this. He said the feds might send her running, but I might be able to get something out of her. If I did, he said there was an extra C-note in it for me. I looked at the stack of past due notices on my desk and figured it was worth it just to clear some red ink off the ledger. He gave me the address and told me they'd expect me around 9.
Well, hello there. You must be Mr. Murphy. Juliet. Juliet Shore. Cassidy said you were a hell of a gumshoe, but he didn't mention you were such a hunk of beef. Come in, Mr. Murphy. Let me take your coat.
Nice place you got here. Either that means a husband, a butter and egg man, or family money. You don't wear a ring and I don't see a hat hanging on your rack. And I don't recognize the Shaw name, at least not in this town. So that leaves only one option. You don't have some bruiser that's going to come in here and bust me up good, do you?
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Murphy. I live alone. And not that it is any of your business, but I take care of myself just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, if there ain't no other guy in the picture, you can call me Jack. If there is, you can call me a cab.
Sit, Mr. Murphy. Jack. I was just about to make a martini. Can I interest you in one?
Sure. Dry. Whatever else you want to say about Miss Juliet Shaw, she knew how to mix a martini. This one was dry. It was like the gin took one look at a bottle of vermouth and ran the other way. I took a sip, and then another. Well, you can mix a drink, that's something. Cassidy said you might be able to help out with The pillow on the sofa was suddenly rushing up to my face, and everything started to spin before going black. When I woke up, I was naked, wrists and ankles tied tight to the bed. I tugged at him, but nothing doing. I was stuck. I'd been tied up before in bed, but usually after asking for it. I could tell from the knots and the way they held, it was done by someone who knew how. I heard high heels clicking in the hall, and the door opened.
I see you are awake, Jack. And I must say, looking even better than expected. I've been waiting to draw this assignment. The famous Jack Murphy. And don't you look a treat. I expected the fine physique, but I am thrilled to see such a beautiful cock. It really is going to make my job so much more fun.
Not that I'm complaining, but usually dames don't need to slip me a Mickey to get me into bed. Especially not a looker like you.
Oh, I think you misunderstand, Mr. Murphy. My name isn't Juliet Shaw, and I don't work for or with the FBI. I'm more of a private contractor, not unlike yourself. I'm with TEASE. TEASE. It stands for teasing, ecstasy, and sexual exhaustion. We've been around for a long time, and we are experts in extracting all sorts of things. In this case, information. My client needs to know where you have that nice young lady hiding. And it's my job to find out.
You'll have to do a lot more than tie me up naked to get me to sing. You might be some kind of nightingale, but I'm no canary.
I guess we'll see, won't we? I'm just going to tighten. This rubber ring down here around the base of your cock. Did I mention how beautiful it is? Your cock, not the ring. Once the blood flows in, it won't flow back out, keeping you nice and hard while I tease you. How does that feel, Mr. Murphy? Stroking.
That's amazing.
Your cock. So slowly.
Keep doing that. Just like that.
You're not supposed to be finding this fun, Mr. Murphy.
Then you gotta stop being so good at it.
Mr. Murphy.
Fuck.
I'm waiting. And waiting. And waiting.
Or whatever your name is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Keep doing that. I'm gonna...
I don't mean to keep doing that if you want me to keep doing that. No. No, Mr. Murphy.
I didn't take you for that kind of joy, girl. But you really need to start when you finish. You can't just leave me out in the rain with no umbrella.
Leave you? Oh, no, Mr. Murphy. Jack. We're just getting started. You see, I'm going to slowly torture your cock until you tell me what I want to know. Do you see how swollen it is? How it is still throbbing a little, twitching, when even a little breeze wafts over it. I've been told it's even worse when I use my mouth. Shall we find out?
It's your party. Knock yourself out, kid. That's so good.
You're not supposed to be finding it good, Mr. Murphy. If I lick just on the underside. Are you tempted to give up an address? Or do you need me to... do you need me to take the whole thing?
Yes.
Down it?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Please. Take it. All the way.
But it's so big, Mr. Murphy. It doesn't fit.
I'm sure you can fit it. In your throat. Like that. Like that.
The address, Mr. Murphy.
Keep going.
I will.
I'm not that easy to crack.
Mr. Murphy. With your hands tied, the only way to get your delicious, thick cock back at the back of my throat. Is to give me the address. What do you say? Shall we try again?
Please keep going.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
You feel like you might come, Mr. Murphy. There will be no coming.
Please.
Until you give me the address.
I knew she lied about a lot of things, but she wasn't lying about this. She knew right where to put her lips and her tongue, and she knew how to use them both. I'd been with every kind of doxy there was, and she was better than any of them. She started when I didn't want it, and stopped when I did. My brain was all mixed up. For a second, I thought about giving up the address. I bit my cheek just to get me back into my body and steeled myself against her mouth.
Go on, Jackie. Just spill the beans. You're so on the edge. Just spill the beans and I'll let you come. Your lovely hard bursting cog.
Oh, fuck.
I can make you feel so good.
Yes, please. Please.
Or so bad.
No. Please. Oh, please keep going. Please keep going. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck.
I have a million ways to tease you.
Oh.
A million other ways.
Oh.
How about if I blow here?
No.
I'll touch you. Hard there.
I'm not gonna break.
Yes, you are, darling. Of course you are. But you do seem to like it. When you're deepest in my throat. When I push my mouth with your hands tied. Without you even forcing me so deep. So do you.
Oh, yes. 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 Don't stop. Don't stop. Please. Don't stop. Yes. Oh, fuck. Don't stop.
Don't stop. You know how to make me not stop. You know how to make me allow you to come. Address, Jack.
No. I'm not gonna break.
And I'm not gonna stop, Jackie boy. Despite these thick streams of drool connecting your cock to my mouth. And despite the tears in my eyes. And the sniffles in my nose. I can keep doing this all night. I know exactly when you're going to come.
Yes.
And exactly when to stop.
Fuck.
I'm not the least bit tired. And I'm actually enjoying playing with this big, beautiful cock. Much nicer than most of the ones I've tormented. Well, back to work, I guess.
Wait. I'll tell you.
I will, you know. I think what you mean is that you'll make up some silly address to set my client on a wild goose chase. Isn't that right?
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
See, Jackie. You're starting to crack. Like a hard... boiled egg. But I still need to peel away the shell and dig into the soft part.
Oh. Oh.
They always lie at first.
Oh. Oh.
First rule of sexual torture, Jackie.
Oh.
And I've been at it long enough
oh.
to know all the rules.
Oh. I looked over at the clock. She'd been at it for hours, and she wasn't wrong about the cracking or the lying. One more hour. I just needed to hang on. That mouth could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. And when she used it on me, I believed it. She took a break before smearing something slippery all over my cock. Her hand returned to it, squeezing me now. Oh, her grasp in time with my heartbeat. It was now unbearable. She turned around and lowered her pussy onto my face, straddling me.
Just in case you think I don't like my work, I wanted you to see how wet this gets me.
But I...
Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Suck my pussy like that. While I stroke your delicious, thick cock. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, lay me. Oh, suck me. Oh, bring me to ecstasy. Oh, 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 oh.
My brain switched off, and I was just about to give up the game. The address was on the tip of my tongue, and then the phone rang. She picked it up, letting go of my cock, still pressing her wet pussy onto my face, smothering me. Even with her thighs wrapped around my ears, I could tell it was bad news. Bad for her, at least. I hope that didn't mean bad for me. She sighed and raised up off my face and laughed a bit.
Well, looks like you win, Murphy. Your girl's in court. My client is likely headed to jail. Glad I got him to cough up the clams in advance. Well, like I said, you win. It doesn't often happen this way, but if it had to be someone to break my streak, I'm glad it was you. You earned this. Do you want to do it with or without the ropes?
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
What do you want, Mr. Mother?
Take off these ropes so I can fuck you good.
I could suck you until you come.
Oh, fuck. It ain't gonna take long. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Don't tease me.
I don't want to tease you anymore, Mr. Murphy. You're welcome to come.
Yeah.
Do you promise to fuck me afterwards? God, can we have that? Do you fuck me?
Oh,
I'll let you go. So deep down my throat.
Oh, Later, we fucked all night. It was the best fuck of my life. The woman from Tees.
Once the case wrapped up, she flipped on Cassidy, identifying him as the FBI mole. Flack paid my fee plus the C-note Cassidy promised me. And the girl from Tees. Mm-hmm. We still see each other from time to time.
We do.
I've even used her on a few jobs. I could never afford the fee a high-class dame like that charges, but she lets me pay her in other ways. Sometimes I'm in the ropes, and sometimes she is.
It's true.
But either way, we write it off as professional courtesy.